Blog Talk Radio.
I fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call a shot, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything. That I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Paisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy. Cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't faze me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done, this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up. It's a celebration every time we link up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
That I can have this moment for life. For life. For life. In this moment.
Hello, hello, hello. It is me, it is I, Sugar Alicious. It is 9:04 in Cali. It is 11:04 if you are on the south side of the world. And if you're in the east coast, it has just hit after midnight, so it is no longer Monday. It is Tuesday. I am so, my damn Skype wasn't working. I was trying to get on. I've already missed, five damn minutes. Because of the fact that my Skype wasn't working, but you know how that goes. What can you do? What can you do? What can you do? How's everybody tonight? I am in a so-so mood. Not bad, not good. I have no topic, so we're going to go blindly. Happy belated Father's Day to all the fathers out there. I spent the day with my dad yesterday, and it was great. I just love my dad so much. He just talked, and my dad, I don't care what it is, what we're doing, he's always just busy. He's always doing just random stuff, and he's just a busy, busy, busy person. He reminds me so much of my husband, because Pelly's the same damn way. He's, no matter what, he's always busy, busy, busy. So I was really happy with that. I spent time with my mom, too. My mom abuses my dad. But I love their relationship. I really, really do. And spent some time with my kids, too. So it was overall really, really a good day. As I said, no topic tonight. I was going to talk about some things, but my husband, when I talked to him, he's like, babe, don't bring up any sad things. You know, just, you know, let's not even talk about sad things. Try to, you know, get a happy, happy, happy. So, and then my daughter wanted me to do a whole hour show, but yeah, I think I'm going to stick with just 30 minutes. I know, Nazarene. No, but I think I'm going to stick with just 30 minutes. But anyway, I hope everybody had a wonderful weekend, and I hope that all of you are had a good day today. I tell you what we're talking about. Let's talk about this stupid broad who called the Joe off today and who said, well, she didn't really speak like that, but I just think it sounds better. Well, my husband is in jail, and I need the attorney to get him out. So I told her, I said, okay, well, you know, we'll check and see what's going on, and I'll get back with you, you know, within the hour. So I went on and tried to check and see what's going on. I can't believe I just misplaced my drink. Oh, there it is. And so I'll give you a call back. So call her back. We'll call the place where he was. And called her back, left her message, you know, you need to call me back, blah, 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 blah. So she calls back, and she's screaming. She's out of her line, so she was insane. Like, out, get him out, get him out. And I'm like, steady trying to say there's no bell. And she's still, get him out, get him out. And I'm trying to say it's no bell. So she's like, this is America. I can't believe it. You know, blah, 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 what I pay you people for, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, bitch, there's no bail. What the fuck? I don't give a damn if it is America. If it's the motherfucker don't have a bail, he ain't getting out. I mean, hello? And you're talking to me in broken English and telling me, is this America? Yes, it's America. But he has no bail. I don't give a shit. What the fuck? You have no bail, you have no bail. That means you're not exiting stage left the damn jail cell. So she just went on and on and on. And sometimes, you know, normally as a rule, I'm very, very nice, as you, most of you know. But I don't know. I think she just, oh, it's just like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Like sometimes I just want to, like, just scream and pull my hair out. Because some people are just fucking stupid. They're just stupido. And it's like, oh, my God. Anyway, I have a shout-out for Jimmy Jr. If you're listening, Jimmy Jr., there is a person on the line that wanted to give you a shout-out. And she said call her at 555-0191. That is 555-0191. Once again, 555-0191. Oh, wait. I got that wrong. Uh-oh, I looked at the number wrong. It is 555-0101. The number again is 555-0101. Once again, 555-0101. However, there's no area code. So Jimmy Jr., you're going to have to just call random area codes. And she's in Texas. I don't know. Does Texas only have one area code? Does it? Does it only have one? Just uno? Uno? Am I saying that right? Uno? 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 Random shit. Oh, no. Let me stop. Okay, let me quit. I tell you, at this time of night with these new meds I'm on, I swear, I act so stupid. Oh, wait a minute. That 555-0101 number, the person lives in Houston, and there's three area codes to Houston. Let's talk about Texas. Let's talk about Texas. One of the, not one, but I do believe, if I am correct, it is the biggest state in the United States. Texas is the biggest state. I do remember when we were little, and my grandmother had a stroke, and we had to drive to go see her. And my mother wanted to keep the car, so we had to drive to go see her in Mississippi. And I do remember going through Texas and felt like it was never going to end. I mean, seriously, it was like we got there, I think, that morning. We entered Texas that morning. And if I'm not mistaken, and I don't think I'm exaggerating, we did not leave Texas until the next morning. It was like a whole damn day in Texas, like sightseeing and shit. And it was like, damn, we're going to get out of Texas. It's just ridiculous. But hey, you know, everybody knows my favorite cartoon characters from there, which is Hank Hill. He's my favorite. My favorite cartoon character is Hank Hill. Okay, let me tell you. Hank Hill is my favorite cartoon character. My second favorite cartoon character is Louise Belcher of shut up! I'm guessing somebody typing. See, I need to stay off Facebook. I really, really do. I need to stay off Facebook. Louise Belcher of Bob's Burgers. And then my favorite, I guess you wouldn't say cartoon character, Hello Kitty, because she's not really a... I know she's on cartoons, but I've never seen a Hello Kitty cartoon. I've played the Hello Kitty game online. Yes, I have. Yes, I have played Hello Kitty online, and don't you judge me. You know, I didn't like it. I really didn't, but I did play it, God, for maybe about two or three days, maybe about 2 or 3 days. But that's, you know, when it first came out, because my bestie bought it for me, and it was not for me. You know, I love the little trinkets and watches and, you know, things for your bed. I mean, if you see my room, one day I'm going to share. I'm going to allow you in my boudoir, and I'm going to show you what I have in my room, because I have a lot of Hello Kitty things. I have Elmo. I also collect ethnic Barbie dolls. Something you didn't know about me, right? I also collect ethnic Barbie dolls, and I just, my room looks like a kid's room. It really, really does. I just have, like, a lot of, you know, kitty stuff on there. But I'm going to, one day I'm going to take a picture of my room. You'll see, you know, why when Andrew comes here, he just rolls his eyes like, oh, my God, this room is so girly. But, hey, I'm a girl, so what do you expect? But, yeah, so those are my two favorite cartoon characters. Yeah, and Daffy Duck. Now, my all-time favorite is Daffy Duck. And I know people are like, why Daffy Duck? Honestly, I don't know why. I have no clue why I'm such a fan of Daffy Duck. But I am a big, 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 big fan of Daffy Duck. Okay. It's getting late. Anyway, let me go on to a couple of topics. I'm trying to randomly find some. I don't know why it is on Monday nights I never have anything to really talk about. I just ramble, and you guys just listen, and I just ramble like you're sitting here in the room with me. But, you know, and honestly, I'm sitting here trying to think, what can I talk about? Because the couple of things that I did want to talk about, the husband's like, babe, no, it's just, you know, it's most of that shit's depressing. Don't talk about it. Let's leave it alone. Let's not discuss it. And I guess he's right. I mean, sometimes you, even though you want to make sure that, you know, people are kind of aware of what's going on around them media-wise, but I guess in a way you do have to somewhat kind of close your eyes and your mind to that. But I will talk about one thing, and not really talk about it, because I don't want anybody to go, okay, here we go, because it's going to be a subject I'm going to come up, but I've been trying to honestly just kind of like push it to the side. And the only reason why I'm going to bring this portion of it up is because I want people to kind of understand where I'm coming from. I saw on Facebook maybe about a couple of days ago that the Rachel chick, I won't even go into her last name because you all know who she is, the one who was living a black life for, you know, this chick obviously doesn't know what we go through. She's running around wanting to be black. She obviously didn't get the memo. What it takes to be a black woman in the U.S. And I'm not going to even really go into a lot of detail about that because, I promised myself I would not. Because honestly, you know, when I look at her pictures and she's trying to be this light-skinned, you know, sister, I mean, I don't even want to get into that right now. But the reason why I brought her up is because I saw a picture. They had Nicki Minaj and, God, who else did they have? I think Beyonce and a couple of other females on there saying that what's the difference from them from her? Okay, just real quickly without going into a whole bunch of detail and talking about it, the difference is because they're not saying that they are another nationality, another race, another whatever. They are just black women with blonde hair, blonde bleached hair. They're not running around saying that they are anything but what they are. So, hello. Seriously, let's you know, I didn't even see the reason for that. This woman was running around saying she was black. She was saying she was black. The women that they were comparing her to with the blonde hair, they were never saying that they were white. So I saw how many people liked it, and I was like, really? Why are you liking that? I mean, are you not thinking for yourself? The problem, I think, with a lot of us, and I'll keep myself included, is that you read something and you see it, and you make a judgment call from what you're seeing, from what the media is feeding you than to make your own judgment on what you truly think. Because when I first saw that, I was like, why is everybody liking that shit? If there's no comparison with the two, this is one woman pretending to be black, and these are some black women with blonde hair. You tell me where does that go head and hand and neck and neck? Hell, in Second Life, I was light, real light skinned with blonde hair. So what? I never stood around and said I was white. Never once did I say, yeah, you know, I was white. And some, a friend of mine's husband actually thought I was white. He said it. He told her, you know, so Sugar's white, you know. And I'm like, where did he get that from? Did he not hear my voice? Well, he says, you sound white. Where do I sound white? And what does white sound like? Tell me. I sound white? Hello? No, not here. And I never was in the game pretending to be anything but what I was. I was, you know, I'm very, very proud of my race. You know, Second Life is a fantasy. And when people started connecting it with reality, it's a fantasy. Everything you do there is a fantasy. So if I want to fantasize and have blonde hair because I thought it was cute, and now, honestly, the blonde hair is so played out with me now. It was something that I did because when I first made that avatar, I wanted her to be so different from my original avatar that I just basically, when I first logged in game and did the do, I had my hair was actually red. It was really pretty red. And I had put on this blonde hair and thought, wow, you know what, that actually is pretty. That brings bring something to my table. So I wore the blonde hair, got for 2 years almost. And then randomly I felt like I needed a new look, needed something new for my avatar. I needed something new. So I, you know, went and got darker hair and a couple of shades darker skin. And here I am. I'm still the same person. Nothing's changed. Just there's no longer blonde hair and very, very, you know, light skin. But I think a lot of people, they put so much of them, and I don't want to say themselves, but they put so much fantasy or reality in the fantasy that they forget who they are. Just like a lot of people that are on Second Life, they have these little businesses or little organizations, and they allow that shit to go to their heads because outside of the game, they don't have nothing. So they allow all that bullshit to go to their heads, and then they're like yin and yang, and you're tripping out, and you're pissed off, and you're trying to rule other people because of what? Because you are in charge of something. You make clothing or whatever. It's ridiculous. Because let's, as I said it before many, many times, if SL shut down tomorrow, you're not going to be able to take that shit with you. The only thing you can take with you is your lenders if they shut down and have you exchange it in your PayPal. Otherwise, you lose it all. So you need to start waking up. Waking up to what this is. It's a fantasy. That's what it is. That is what it is. I love how my dad talks about it. Like, you know, people get so caught up, you know, in world, and they forget that there's something outside. And don't get me wrong. I'm not pointing the finger at anybody because I get caught up in world, too, with my kids and things. You know, that's my love. My family is my heart. You know, and I reach outside of the game, you know, to my kids because my kids are like my kids. Those are my kids. And I reach outside of the game for them because they mean a lot to me. I don't just take random kids. Even though people may go, God, Sugar, you got so many kids. Trust and believe. Each child I have, I've got to know. And they're just not random. Just because you may see the name the first time doesn't mean that this is the first time in my life. It does not mean that. It just means the first time you were introduced to them. That's what it means. But people, seriously, and I know I'm getting totally off topic, but I just had to say that because that just boggled my mind how they were actually comparing, you know, the light-skinned sisters with the blonde hair to this woman who basically was pretending to be black. Like I said, she must not have got the memo to know what our struggles really are. So, hey, you know, anyway. I've only got 8 minutes. I didn't even take a break yet. Wow, it's only 8 minutes. I can't believe that. I can't believe it's only 8 minutes. I'm going to get remarried again. And everybody's like rolling their eyes like, yeah. You always do that. But seriously, I am in World of Warcraft. There was this thing that was online that said if you had some, you know, if you had to marry your spouse, the first place you met them, where it would be, and I was like, wow, that would be World of Warcraft. So me and Lady, if anybody knows Lady, that's my wifey, and my husband, which is her husband, Roscoe, and my love of my life, father of some of my children. every time I say that, I'm sure people's eyebrow raise. When I say father of some of my children, let me get you guys straight before somebody, like, starts rumors that one of my children is not his, because all my kids are his. When I say father of some of my children, I mean my cat and my rabbit, because he will not claim them. And, yes, I do call my cat and my rabbit my babies and my kids, but he won't claim them, especially the cat. He hates the cat. Petey, I think he kind of likes Petey, my rabbit, a little bit. I think he likes Petey a little bit, but the cat, he hates her. And she loves him. She meows at him when she sees him. Meow. Meow. Oh, you're back from New York. Meow, Angel. He hates her to death. But I think the rabbit, you know, even though I asked him to walk my rabbit, yes, I actually do walk my rabbit. I actually do. I put a leash on my rabbit, and I go outside. Hey, I've seen some of y'all today posting that y'all was walking y'all potato. So if you guys can walk your potato, I can walk my damn rabbit. Holler if you hear me. But anyway, going back to what I was talking about at first, yeah, I'm going to get married. Would you re-get married if it's the first time that you're getting married in a certain game? Okay, so I'm going to get married in World of Warcraft, and I'm hoping that my children come. So I'm really thinking about it. You know, I was talking about it before, and I think we're going to do it. I think we're really, really going to do it. We're going to really just, you know, log on World of Warcraft, because that is where we first met. You know, and I know everybody already knows the story of that. I'm probably going to, please don't tell. I'm not going to tell the story, but I think I'm going to do that. And I'm also going to get married in there.com. And I'm also going to get married in IMVU, because this is how this is going to go. In every game where he has money, World of Warcraft Gold, there.com, I think it's called Theta, their bucks. It's called their bucks. I don't know what IMVU's money's called. I gotta see, but I don't know what IMVU's money's called. But with each game, and if there's another game that has currency that you could go and do it and spin it, then yeah, that's how we're gonna get down. So I plan on marrying him in every game that there is, and I plan on taking his gold, his Therabugs, whatever IMVU money is, his land is, because that's how we get down. Oh, my daughter says it's called credits. Yeah, she says it's called. Dang, so it's not even considered as, you know, as currency. Because if it's called credits, it's not, to me, that's not currency. Because their bucks, even when I was in The Sims, I think it was called Simoleons. When The Sims Online was called Simoleons. Simoleons? Simoleons, however you pronounce it. But their.com is their bucks, because you purchase their bucks. And then WoW is gold, and then, so I guess it's credits. Yeah, I don't like that, though. I don't want to call it credits. We're gonna have to rename it, because when you say credits, it doesn't sound as appealing as their bucks or gold, or it doesn't sound the same. It doesn't sound like you're really getting any money. You're just getting credits. But that's the plan, so. Yeah, I'm going to get married in World of Warcraft, because when I was telling my kids the story of how I first met him, I met him as an elf. And that's why I always say you know, Latin, or I'll say Spanish, you know, Italian elf boy, because when I first met him, it was in World of Warcraft, and he was using us as bait. And I saw I was going to tell the story, and I'm sorry, telling it, aren't I? But anyway, for those who hasn't heard, but no, seriously, so that's what we're going to do. And we're going to get married in there.com. Matter of fact, I was on their website looking for a wedding dress. Their shit's so ugly. But if you have the time or curiosity, www.there, E, just like it's spelled, just like it's spelled, .com, and that would be the game that I'm going to. And those of you who don't know what WoW is or World of Warcraft, you can actually look that up by spelling World of Warcraft. And I'm sure most of you already know what IMVU is. If not, then you can look that up, IMVU, just like it is, not INVU, but IMVU. But, yeah, go ahead and go to their.com, and you'll see that they look just like cartoon characters. And look, people say, well, that's the same way it is with Second Life, but it's not. It really, really isn't. Second Life is a lot more advanced than their.com. But their.com was the first one to get voice. Yes, believe it or not, they were the first one to get voice. They were the first ones who had radio stations. Yeah, they're actually older than Second Life. They just closed down and came back, but they were the first ones ever. Because when I first came to Second, there was no such thing as voice. Everything, that's why everything was typing, and I was like, just like, what the hell? You know how you type and you see the avatar typing, and I was like, what the hell is that crap? That's crap. Ew. Because I wasn't used to that. I was used to actually having a, you know, voice. I mean, if you wanted to type things out, you could, but it was, that's the first place that I actually ever had a voice, so that I originally came from. TSO, The Sims Online, which I really, really miss. I wish that they would do the new Sims Online. I would love that if they did the new Sims Online. You could be able to, you know, get them looking like you want them to look and, you know, be online with other people. I think that would be really, really fun. Anyway, I'm actually less than 2 minutes. My daughter's probably going, Mom, and I'm like, yeah, I know, I should have did an hour. I always make this mistake, because really when I don't have a topic, it's kind of hard for me to go, okay, I'm going to do an hour with no topic, because it's not easy to do an hour with no topic. It really, really is. Anyway, I'm going to go before it cuts me off. As always, thank you so much for joining me on your Monday. I know you could be anywhere that you could be, but you chose to be with me. I will have a show tomorrow, probably at 8 o'clock. I won't be on the grid. It'll be off the grid again. As always, love, kisses, and mwah. Bye. Sorry, someone said I didn't say sugar kisses. I'm sorry. Mwah. Sugar kisses. Bye.